Players abroad on Sokola Duma Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the flight. This is your captain speaking. My name is Lu Paho. We are traveling to Hangzhou, China. Joining me in the cabin is Dino Ndlovu, a South African striker playing for Zhejiang Greentown in China League One. Conditions are clear. 27 matches played this season, 17 goals and 3 assists. For your safety, please keep your seatbelts fastened at all times. Flight 003 is cleared for takeoff. Enjoy the trip.
Sokola Duma Radio.
I'm happy to be joined on the line by a South African striker playing for Zhejiang Greentown in the China League One. Dino Ndlovu, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. You, Slow, how are you doing?
All good, all good. So firstly, 26 games, I believe, 16 goals and 3 assists. How are you feeling after a fantastic season?
No, for me personally, the season was not what I expected. Something, it's a season that went away with mixed emotion because we recruited a lot of players, young players that I thought that they would bring a lot of, you know, character and immense tenacity on the team. But actually, things didn't go away. I think we lost a lot of points by dropping a lot of points away and home. I think the games that we supposed to have won, we drew. And I think that that is the thing that made us finish the season on where we finish now, which is sixth position. Yes. And that's like three positions below of what we finished last season.
Yes, yes, I can imagine it's frustrating. I think we were about 3 points off of the top three there. But in terms of your personal performance, do you believe that you're reaching your peak as a player?
No, I've since 2017, since I left SA, I've reached my peak. Since I've left SA until now, I've never scored anything less than 10 goals. Mm. I've been scoring 15, 17. The first time I went to Cyprus, I scored 19 goals. Went to Karabakh, I scored 16 goals. Came here to Karabakh for like what, 1 year and a half a season, I scored like almost 22, 23 goals in about 32, 35 games. Mm-hmm. And to China, in China for the past 2 seasons, 50 games, I scored 38 goals. So it's a great record, but I don't look at that. You know, when I went to Karabakh, I've tasted victory. I've tasted, you know, to win, you know, trophies collectively with the team. So that has made me to want to win stuff with the team, you know.
Yeah.
Individual accolades for me, they are there and they push you to do more. But for me to score more goals made me to, I feel like I want to score more goals because of I want to help my team win. Not because of I want to be the leading goal scorer at the end of the season. If I wanted to push to be the leading goal scorer of the league, I could have done that last season, but that was not my main purpose.
I see.
But I wanted to get promotion to the Super League, which we were close last season. But this season we were, I think, a bit far from it. But I think for this past 2 seasons, I think we have learned a lot, and I'm actually happy that the management of the club, we spoke and they've given me the insight that they want to like make me involved next season for getting, you know, recruiting players in terms of, you know, getting local Chinese players that we think that they will help us, you know, get what we want, and that's going back to the Super League.
Definitely, definitely. So on Players Abroad, we always like to talk to players about the difference in culture, what you miss. So, you know, you've been living and playing in China since last year. What is one thing that you miss about Mzansi when you're that side?
To be honest, I don't. Actually, to be honest, what I miss most about Mzansi is friends and family. Mm. You know, because nonetheless, and speaking my own language, I think that's the most thing I miss. But nonetheless, I don't miss the country.
I see.
Because you know, South Africa is full of people that are jealous, and it's full of people that can, you know, they'll just want to put you down or just throw their own tantrums, and especially negatively, without you knowing the person or knowing who's actually this person who wants to bring you down, you know. So that's the thing that I don't like about SA. So where I am, I'm appreciated. People love me. You know, I do what I do. I'm happy. My family love it. The only thing that I'm saying is that I only miss the language and the people that I'm close with. That's what I miss most about South Africa.
I see. No, I understand. And then, you know, in terms of food, it's a lot different that side. Is there any dish this side that you miss when you're there?
Actually, you know, the funny part is every time when I go to China, I go with South African food.
Oh, I see.
I go with South African food. Yeah, so the meat, pap, the samp, everything. I just, you know, I buy everything here and I just carry it to China. So when I'm there and my wife is not around, I cook for myself. If my wife is around, she cooks for me. So normally I eat Chinese food only when I'm out in restaurants or when we're going to camp. That's normally what I eat. But when I'm home full-time, I eat South African food.
I see. So I see you're back home for the postseason. I saw on Instagram. How many times a year are you able to come back home to visit?
It depends. Normally, if we have FIFA breaks, normally our club normally give us foreigners 1 week, like 5-6 days off. So I normally come home. So if we have 4 or 5 FIFA breaks, I tend to choose like two to come three times a year. So this other 2 FIFA breaks, I just take mini holiday around China, you know, to tour around the country.
I see. You know, I wanted to ask you because the Springboks recently won the World Cup, and a lot of people have been saying that it's because we welcomed the players who play abroad in Europe, like Faf de Klerk and those type of guys, even Colby. Do you think that Bafana would do better? Because we actually do have a lot of players abroad. Do you think that we'd do better if we give guys like you a chance at the national team side?
Honestly speaking, you know, I don't know how to talk about Bafana because of, you know, Bafana, there's a lot of unfairness that's happening in the country, especially in Bafana, you know. And I think each and every player that's been called up deserve to be there. But I think there's a lot of players that I feel that, excluding me, I don't want to put myself into the equation because I've always been excluded. Whereas I do good or I do bad, I've always been excluded from the national team and I don't care about it. But I feel that there's a lot of players that I think that they deserve to be in the national team. But because of where they're playing and which type of team or what kind of team they're playing for, they've always been overlooked or been excluded. But I always say that it's not even good to really, really do that to players that deserve to be a national team. So, yeah, I think I believe that, you know, a lot of players that are player, but I think we need to bring a lot of those players into the Fana fold. So I think they can, you know, they can play a major role because of now. The problem is that we're missing something, you know. Okay, we have good players, we've got a good league, good players locally, but I think that, you know, internationally, that's why they call it international level, you know, national level. You know, you rub shoulders, you play against players that play week in, week out with big players in bigger leagues. So you're coming with a team that plays maybe almost 10 or 12 players, or 10, almost 10 or 9 players that play locally, then you're not going to get the result you want.
I see. So I actually have 2 more questions for you. What is the level of play in China like compared to the PSL? Because you've played in both leagues.
Look, honestly speaking, you know, first of all, I'll never try to compare the two because of the level. It's different mainly because of, you know, in South Africa, we tend to put our level in terms of, you know, local coaches being more involved. So, like, I don't know how many local foreign coaches we have in the PSL who coaching local clubs. But, you know, every coach that comes from foreign land and he comes there, he comes with, you know, international expertise, international mentality. So, you know, he brings that. But I'm saying that in China, you have almost 16 teams that have maybe 3 out of 16 teams. 3 is local Chinese coaches and the rest is, you know, coach from Serbia, coach from Spain, coach from coaches from Turkey. So you have different coaches that bring different mentality, different culture to the league. So that plays a major role in terms of the standard of the league, in terms of how teams play. You understand?
Yeah.
So for me, that's the difference that I can really, really put out there for between the PSL and China. You know, okay, the PSL, we have, I don't know, 3 or almost 4 coaches that are 5 coaches that come from abroad.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Then the other ones are locally. So you know, local coaches, they overpower the foreign coaches. So normally you can see that those coaches, our mentality and style of play will also always be locally. Well, you you'll never see any, you know, international brand of football in some particular teams. So if you have 16 teams that are dominating, so obviously if you have 16 teams of foreign coaches dominating, so you're normally going to see different type of football compared to the local football of that particular country you're playing in.
I see. So last question. You mentioned, you know, you feel more appreciated, in China. You mentioned the culture, that side. Do you see yourself finishing your career in China, or can we expect you to move around, maybe even in future coming back to the PSL?
You know, not everything is possible. Like, you know, I don't want to shut every opportunity out. I don't want to exclude anything out, and I don't want to tell my future. I can't see my foresee my future because of I just renewed my contract for another 2 seasons. So actually, I don't know nothing for now. If something interesting, something that, you know, it's a good project that my family would think that, you know, they think that it's good for my career and good for me and for my family, why not? Why not? I will now move to that particular country. But to come back to the PSL, for me, I'm not even thinking about it in this particular moment.
I see. Well, again, congratulations on a fantastic season. Despite your disappointments, you performed quite well yourself. And best of luck for next season and enjoy the break.
Thank you, Zlo. Thanks for the call, man.
Crew, please prepare the cabin for landing. That is how we wrap up Flight 003 of Players Abroad. Let us know who you want us to talk to next. Always great to catch up. We have safely landed in Mzansi on our return from China. Thank you for joining me on Soccer La Duma Airways. From myself, your captain, Slu Paho, and my editor/co-pilot, Simon Strella, have a great day.
Soccer La Duma Radio. Soccer La Duma Radio.